Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's your evening spank with Julia and Tyler. You gossip on the go while you're cooking, cleaning, or whatever you do at night. Not that it's any of my business and not that I really care. You're welcome.
We are socially distant from one another.
Yes, we are. How's your life
fine,
right now?
Fine. You know, we sat down and we're like, you know what? We should probably on our various forms of this podcast channel this week try and do something that's not coronavirus related.
But that doesn't exist.
No.
At all.
At all. Like, we legitimately tried. Tom Brady's going to the Bucs. There's your story. Thanks for playing. That's the only thing out there. Do you know who Tom Brady is?
Yeah, he's the handsome one.
Yeah. He's going to the Buccaneers. And that's really the only non-coronavirus story there is.
But you know what? I will say it's probably okay to talk about it because we're all dealing with it right now. Not that we have coronavirus, but...
Kevin Durant's got coronavirus.
Mm. So does Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
So does Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita. Mm-hmm.
Scary times, man. Scary times. Very weird times. You know who didn't know about coronavirus? Jared Leto.
That's the most Jared Leto thing I have ever heard. So where was he? A meditation retreat?
Where's the story? Yeah, he was on a retreat and missed the news. So he just jumped on. This was today, this morning at 12:29 a.m. Wow. 12 days ago, as I began a silent meditation in the desert, also very Jared Leto, we were totally isolated, no phone, no communication, etc. We had no idea that this was happening outside the facility. You walked out yesterday into a very different world, one that's been changed forever. Mind-blowing to say the least. I'm getting messages from friends and family all around the globe and catching up on what's going on. So while all of this was happening, Jared Leto is in a silent meditation, just clueless to what's happening in the outside world.
What desert? Because, like...
Doesn't say. This
he could be in the... I don't know. I just didn't know if he was, like, in a different country or something. Probably not, because he has to get back in here.
Doesn't say... and it wasn't just him. Big Brother in Germany, the cast, completely unaware as well. So they were in, they were a group of 14 men and women sitting in a house in Cologne in Western Germany, competing in the country's 13th season of the reality show Big Brother. So they basically shut everything down. They're in isolation and have been since February 6th. They found out yesterday that all this nonsense was going on around them because they have no phones. They're isolated to the outside world. And so everybody in the Big Brother cast in Germany found out there's a pandemic.
I was thinking about how nuts it is to think about where I was a week ago, like still driving around. I remember I went and picked up a dress from a store, like on the phone, walking down the street, like everything was normal. And I think, when did it start getting really aggressive? Was it Tuesday or Wednesday night?
Tuesday or Wednesday night, the Hawks were playing. I remember because the Hawks were playing at United Center and we were eating pizza at Aurelio's in South Loop. And all of a sudden, boom, president's like, no more Europe. Boom. NBA cancels their season. Boom. Tom Hanks has the CV. And then it just kind of went off the rails from there.
And then it's just like everything started, you know, just all these new developments, but they started to just feel like they made sense. So it seems like everything kind of, I don't know.
Do you even know what today is?
Tuesday.
St. Patrick's Day.
I know. It does not feel like St. Patty's Day whatsoever.
And the city of Chicago. No idea it was St. Patrick's Day. I forgot about it till like just now. I've been on the radio here for like all day.
I saw a woman walking down the street with like a green skirt, and I'm like, that's aggressive. And I was like, oh, Sorry. Forgot.
Did you maintain social distance from her?
I was in my car. She was on the street. So,
okay,
yeah.
Good. That's very good. Very smart.
But I was like, oh, yeah, she's just trying to be festive. I didn't even know. I'm just being a hater.
Well, all the bars are closed pretty much everywhere on the planet. Wisconsin jumped in on that today. So
I had to cancel all my trips.
What happened?
Well, I was going to go home this weekend to Detroit, get my hair done. But I just don't want to risk anything. My mom does my hair. She lives with my grandpa. He's very elderly, has a very weak immune system, heart problems. So God forbid, I am not even going to put that near him. If not that I have coronavirus, but if I did, knock on wood. So that got canceled. And then my friend, so next weekend, Josh and I were supposed to fly to Florida, which ever since this happened this past weekend, I was saying to him, we're not going. Like, it's not like they're going to have to cancel the wedding. They're going to have to. Because after the gatherings of 15 people or 50 people got canceled, I was like, and then today they sent out a text. We're so sorry. Like, we have to postpone that. Can you imagine? Like, I want to cry for them because they've been planning this for 2 years. They had so much put into it. And then I was looking on Twitter today, and one of my friends has to postpone her grandfather's funeral.
Jesus. Scary, strange times. Scary, strange times.
Another radio girl I saw posted on Twitter. She's supposed to get married, I think, in a month or two. But her sister is in the service and can't get back into the country for it. And she's like her matron of honor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It sucks.
Well, my brother lives in Bogota, Colombia, and like literally we were down there 8 days ago and got back last Monday night before this whole thing blew up. And then he just hit me up. He's like, yo, my visa runs out in like May. Now they're starting to shut down borders down there. If he left, he can't even get back in because he's not a Colombian citizen. And he's going to have to figure out a way to extend his visa because he's not going to be able to leave. Like, all kinds of shenanigans. So
yeah, and then I had that Vegas trip planned for the end of next month. All the girls in my group still think there's a chance. And I'm just like, you guys, no. Like, I'm just not even responding because I don't... Like, they're all in favor that this still could be a thing. So I don't want to be the negative Nancy. So I'm just not responding. But I'm like, you guys, like, no.
It's not a big deal, Julia. We've gotten diseases here before. It's just fine.
Have you ever been to Wet Republic? No.
Oh, my God. No. There's viruses everywhere in Vegas already.
They're just hopeful because it seems far away. And I guess, like, you and I have a... And I'm trying to be understanding of where their headspace is at because you and I have our ear pressed so to the floor with media that, like...
Well, from a socially distant space, we have it pressed to the floor, yeah.
We have it pressed. But I think we see everything come through a little sooner. But... Vegas canceled all their hotels are closed, like the MGM resorts, and you can't book a reservation until after May 3rd. I think they're going to reevaluate on April 3rd, but like our trip was on April 29th, and the guy who usually sets up our hotel for us, I don't know, set up our rooms yet. So we're not, there's no chance we're going to be going.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I booked my trip through Southwest. They only give credit back. I think if I fought, like, I could probably get the cash back, but
you'll use it.
Use it. So I don't care.
I mean, it's the thing, like, I've now canceled two trips, and you know me, I'm always the last one. I'm like, that's fine. Just go.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't, whatever. And then I was booking airfare like on Thursday. I'm like, this'll blow over. No problem. And then, yeah, now we're canceling everything. It's a smart thing to do, people. Stay home if you can.
Yeah, Well, Saturday, I was still a little hopeful about Vegas, so I rebooked the trip because obviously all the flights dropped, so I canceled it and rebooked it, saved $130.
Look at you! Thrifty Julia coming through on a pinch.
I know, and if I redid it again, I'd save like another $90, but it's not happening.
I'm gonna start booking flights for May, though, left and right, like right now. Whatever, I can change them if I need to. Oh, you know, speaking of Nevada, if you do end up going, you know what's still open? The brothels.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, you can go get yourself a lady out there, huh?
Ooh.
So here's the funny part about that, though. They're still open. However, a half a dozen of the biggest brothels are still open and open for business. But one brothel manager said all customers must wear masks when they walk in and even during sex. The women do not need to wear masks. So you're just going to have some masked sex while you're out there at the brothel.
Ew.
There's ever a story made for this stupid podcast. It's that. The only thing that's open on this planet is a brothel in Vegas, and you got to wear a mask when you have sex with your lady.
How is that even allowed?
Like, because it's not a thing of more than 50 people. They can do what they want.
What are you? So do you guys have any weekend plans?
Nothing. Sitting at home.
We should all do like a FaceTime game night.
Nah, I'm good. I don't like game nights in person.
You do always sift off to the side.
Yeah, it's fine. Randy will jump on. My wife will jump on with you guys. I'm fine. I'll sit in the corner. What are you drinking? It looks like piss.
Piss.
What is that for real?
It's like energy powder, and by energy powder, I don't mean cocaine and water. It's just like, I don't know, it's like B12, and like, it's like healthy shit. Yeah.
Okay.
It's apple flavored.
Yeah.
Does it look like a green apple?
It looks like
Mountain Dew.
From here, with the lighting in here, it looks like piss.
It looks like Mountain Dew.
You have to understand, I'm socially distant away from you, so it's tough to see a good color on that whole thing.
Can we talk about the Vanessa Hudgens?
Oh, fuck.
So this podcast, if anything, has been a very pro Vanessa Hudgens podcast. We love her. She's very beautiful. She is super quirky on the internet. But now...
So disappointed. I've got the audio.
She said something really disappointing that nobody's loving Thirsty Thursdays from Vanessa Hudgens anymore.
This was on the Instagram story.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, till July sounds like a bunch of bullshit. I'm sorry. But, like, it's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it. But at the same time, like, even if everybody gets it...
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, people are gonna die.
Ugh.
It's just terrible. But, like, inevitable?
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this right now.
Probably not, honey.
Vanessa.
So I quote tweeted that on Twitter. I just said, oh no, Vanessa. And Krista from Jams responded to it and just was like, didn't she lose somebody recently? Like, she might not be all there.
Who did she lose?
Like a mom or a dad or something.
She looked kind of, because if you listen to that, she sounds all kinds of messed up. And when you listen to her reply today...
It seems a bit more put together. Yeah, well, that was probably her PR team. But the way she speaks, she's always had like a very light, like kind of childish voice. So like the way she speaks like is just like not really, I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
Well, if you look at...
Like it makes her seem a little out there, but...
If you look at Twitter right now, She's 31 is trending. That's because everybody's talking about how Vanessa Hudgens is 31 years old. So literally the phrase, she's 31 is trending right now. And it's like the one thing that's not coronavirus related that's trending.
Why is that trending?
Because everyone is retweeting the story and saying, yeah, this is not like some child from High School Musical. She's 31.
Oh, like just kind of saying like she should know better.
Yeah. You want to hear the apology today?
Oh, I thought she just did it on like a notes app.
No, no. She said words.
Oh, all right.
Hey, guys. So yesterday.
So, by the way, she already sounds way more put together. It's not like guys, like a virus, and we're all going to die. It's not that. She actually sounds put together.
I did an Instagram live, and I realized today that some of my comments are being taken out of context. It's a crazy time. It's a crazy, crazy time. And I am at home and in lockdown, and that's what I hope you guys are doing, too.
Yep.
In full quarantine and staying safe and sane. Yeah, I don't take this situation lightly by any means. I am home.
Okay.
So stay inside, y'all.
Doesn't it help your comment about not caring if people died or not? I just...
Just when I started to like her, I threw her a follow because of all of her quirky moans and things of the such.
I mean, those will still be there if you want them.
That is
but
true.
I'm just saying,
never take that away from us.
That happened, and she recently got out of like a 7-year relationship, so she just might be going through it.
She's got 32 million followers on Instagram. She's gotta do at least a little bit better, man.
Yeah.
I mean. Look, we've got weird times, and I get this is something that most of us haven't been through before. The only thing that's even close to this was 9/11, and for those of us that are old enough to remember that, that was a whole different thing where, again, we didn't have a playbook on how to act, and definitely social media wasn't a thing then.
Yeah, she's the #2 trend in Chicago right now.
Yeah, she is. What do you got to do to be the #2 trending topic in Twitter?
I don't know. I don't think I want to be.
It's probably probably a good idea. Probably a good idea. There's a couple of industries, by the way, with this whole coronavirus thing that are...
getting bodied?
Yeah, that are actually doing very well.
Oh.
There is a soap company down in, I think it's Mississippi? Yeah, soap company in Mississippi that is now thriving. It's called The Soap Shop, and one of the owners is Soulja Boy.
What?
Soulja Boy jumped in, bought himself a soap shop. This is way before the coronavirus thing broke. And they were kind of putzing along. And now sales have exploded. And Soulja Boy somehow, yet again, is making a bunch of money on something that he foresaw, which apparently was a pandemic. And now he's making cash. He's had a 3,000% increase.
That's insane. You know what other industry I felt like is doing well or like saw a spike is... like Michael's or Hobby Lobby or like any craft supply store, because like people are home and they'll want to do crafts.
No, you're home and you want to do crafts. It's like you and like random people's grandmas. You're the only person that does. Everybody else is watching Netflix and singing out their window. You're doing crafts and knitting.
Well, you know what? When I build you a birdhouse, don't come crying to me. You accept that with honor.
Yeah. Everybody here at B96 is going to have little knitted outerwear.
Ooh, the puzzle industry is probably booming.
Dude, Ellen was doing puzzles on the internet the other day.
Puzzles? Puzzles slap. Puzzles fuck.
How long until we can't come into the studio anymore? Do we know?
That's not a thing for us.
But I know we're essential employees, but I mean, are they at some point going to kick us out and be like, hey... I mean, because we're very far apart from one another. We're doing all the safe things. But I mean,
I think unless one of us gets it, you know what I mean? Like,
because you know, San Francisco shut down, right? You saw that?
Yeah.
So San Francisco shut down. You can only go out if you're going to your work or going to get essential things like groceries, gas, stuff like that. But the list of essential employees are like healthcare workers, grocery store workers, gas station people, stuff like that. And then media. Now, when they say media, that normally applies to people that are in the news and keeping you informed. Somehow, some way, we fall under that media category and we sit up here and play Shawn Mendes all day and we fall into that exemption. So how do you like that?
You know what? I'm not going to complain. I'm grateful to come to work. I'm grateful we're getting paid. They're sanitizing. I feel safe. I'm just like, we can't complain about it.
No, that's not a complaint.
Yeah.
I think the irony of the fact that...
us being big dumb idiots and we're considered essential is funny.
We get paid to fuck off every single day. And somehow, some way, we're essential. We're one of the essential things in this community. Now, granted, it's a loophole because they say media and we just happen to fall underneath
it. And we're just like, hee. We're like one of those kids who are like, do you know who my dad is?
Is there anything else we gotta talk about? Yeah, I think we covered everything, right? Oh, the weed business is blown up in LA, delivery weed.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah,
up 4 times. So if you're ordering weed in LA.
For sure, because you usually just go to the dispensary for that. So.
Yeah, right? Am I boring you?
No, sorry, I caught a yawn.
Yeah, we've been inside all day. All seriousness, though, stay the fuck inside. We can't even stress this enough. Just if you don't have to go anywhere, just... don't.
Wash your paws.
Wash all of your parts. Like, we scrub down this studio. This studio in here has never been cleaner. Like, every single day.
Wash your butt.
You should have already been washing your butt, but definitely for sure wash your butt. And don't buy an overabundance of anything at the store. Just buy what you need, for fuck's sake.
And stop taking photos of the elderly.
Wait, what? Who's taking pictures of the elderly?
Have you not seen it trending? Like, somebody will take a picture of like an old person standing in the aisle at the grocery store and they'll be like, look at them. And it's like, okay, we know what they look like and we know that they're having a hard time right now and they're at risk. You don't have to paparazzi the old people.
Or better yet, if you know someone that is elderly, you go to the grocery store for them and go pick up some things for them, all right? Be
but
a
just
good
don't
neighbor.
Stand there. Can you imagine? Like, because you'll see these serious ass posts about like an old person standing in the middle of the grocery store that they don't know and it'll go like viral. Like, it'll have like hundreds of thousands of shares. And it's like, think about how that photo was taken. It was somebody who doesn't even know this poor old person. Person just standing there taking a picture of them and was like, this is gonna do it.
So what have we learned? Wash your hands, wash your ass, don't take pictures of old people, and stay the fuck inside. It's pretty good, right? Yeah. Pretty good little list.
Yeah.
Are we doing our part as essential members of the community right now? Is that kind of the list?
Yeah. Do you have any fun activities that you're going to utilize your time inside for?
I'm going to go home and watch Billions. I started watching Billions on Showtime.
Oh, Josh will talk to you about that. He loves that show.
There's four seasons. And so I started watching.
Yeah, that's like his favorite show.
Yeah, I started watching the first two episodes. My wife, she bailed. She's like, I don't understand this nonsense. So I've kept watching. I've gotten through the first season. I got three more to go. And I'm hoping by the time I get done with that, they'll release the Michael Jordan 30 for 30 10-part special.
Is that on HBO or Showtime?
That's on Showtime.
Yeah, he loves like all the HBO and Showtime shows. So if you need any suggestions, he's your boy.
What do you want?
He likes only like caviar television. He took a nap, of course, on Sunday, and I started watching a movie. And like towards the end of it, he's like, because he has a studio apartment, so his bed's like right next to the couch, but he usually can sleep through anything. He's just laying there and he's like, this is the dumbest fucking movie I've ever heard. And I'm like, what do you mean you've been sleeping? And he was reciting the lines. He's like, what is the premise? Why are you watching this? This is to all the boys I've loved before, part two.
All right, I'm going to go away. Let's go.
All right, bye. All right.
Frankie's Corner. Rate, review, subscribe. And don't forget your disposable grocery bags, you wasteful whore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.